함으로 이루었고 이루어 보인스고 아멘. The Armenian church has many, many characteristics which attract people to it. It has incense, it has icons, it has vestments, it has beautiful music, it has tradition, it has apostolic lineage, where we can trace our rites or our history all the way back to Thaddeus and Bartholomew. It has also the gospel, which has remained unchanged for 2,000 years in the Armenian church, and also other Eastern churches. And there are many things that attract people to the Armenian church. And when I started coming to the church years ago, there was one thing that attracted me the most, and that was the solemnity, the seriousness of the services, especially the Bahara, especially the Divine Liturgy, that no matter what happens, the liturgy will continue to go. And we've all heard stories, and maybe we have been participants and seen this, where war would be going on outside, or natural disasters would be happening, or famines would occur, and yet people would still be in the church praying, and nothing could stop the Bahara, the Divine Liturgy, from happening. I've seen this once in New York at St. Barton's Cathedral. Those who have been there remember and know that the dais, the PEM, is marble, and it's pretty high up, and it's solid. It's not wood like this. It's hard. And so one day during Baladak, I remember it was in the summer, we had two candle holders who were holding candles, two boys that were holding candles. And one of them, first rule they teach us when you hold candles, don't stare into the flame. Because if you stare into the flame, you will faint. And so one of them didn't listen, and during the Baladak, he stares into the flame too long, and he faints, and he goes straight down. Now, the Baladak does not stop. Maestro Horen, who's in the back, continues to sing. The priest continues to do Baladak, and one of the deacons from behind the altar runs out, grabs him, pulls him behind the altar, and somebody else runs out, picks up the candle, and stands in their place, as if nothing happened. Later on, we hear the ambulance sirens because he ended up cutting his chin and getting stitches. But the Baladak did not stop. It continued on its course. In the entire church calendar of the Armenian church, never ever do we stop the Baladak for anything. In fact, whenever there is an extra service to be done, blessing of the water, blessing of grapes, blessing of the four corners of the world, or even a requiem service, we always add it to the end of Bahara. We never stop Bahara for it. We never say, all right, we're stopping now, we're doing something different. We always wait until Bahara is over, and then we do it. And the Bahara, we usually think of it as the entire service from beginning to end, 2 hours. But in reality, the Baladak, or what is often referred to as the Eucharist, takes place from pages 23 in our books to page 53. 23 to 53. It begins with the deacon singing, Mivo Kerais. Let none of the catechumens stay in the church. And this is when they tell everyone who is not ready for the church to leave. And it goes all the way until page 53 when the priest comes down and he says, Yeritzi, 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 katerumen ordinatsi, marquez, duis Christos asfatme. Let it be, let it be, let it be. For you are the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. This is the Eucharist. This is the Baladak. And during this time, there are no interruptions. Nothing stops the Baladak. There are those, that's why the sermon is done before the Baladak, before the Eucharist, not during the Eucharist. There are those priests out there that do the sermon right before Chayiv Meir, before the Lord's Prayer, in the middle of Eucharist. That is wrong. And as I said, if you have any questions and you doubt me, you can ask the bishop when he comes next week, because he is an expert in the liturgics of the Armenian church in the entire world. He knows it, and he will tell you why it is wrong. But that is also why we don't do confession during Baladak, during the Eucharist. Confession is supposed to be done before Baladak begins. not in the middle of it. Because the Father, the Eucharist, does not stop for anyone. However, there is one exception to this, and that is next week, on the Feast of Pentecost. On the Feast of Pentecost, in fact, the Father stops not once, not twice, but three times. We stop the Father three times and do something different. And so the question is, what do? Each time we stop the Father, we sing a specific sharana, a specific hymn, and a specific prayer is read. One addressed to the Father, one addressed to the Son, and one addressed to the Holy Spirit. And this happens on pages 31, 33, and 34. Because we have hymns in the Father that are addressed to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. And we stop before each one, and we sing a song, and we also read a prayer. So the question arises then, why? Why have our church fathers decided on the Feast of Pentecost to interrupt the Bala three times? There are lots of requests in these prayers, and we will hear them next week. But one of the main requests that is asked in all three prayers, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is the request of peace. Peace is what we request. And that is also the theme of the gospel reading next week, when Christ says, "Peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give, for my peace is different." The world today, and the country we live in, is searching for peace everywhere. We are constantly looking for peace. And throughout the centuries, we have established embassies, we have signed treaties, we have even formed the United Nations in the hope that there would be world peace. But lo and behold, there is no peace. War continues to happen, and the world is upside down today, especially. We only need to look to the Middle East now, and to our brothers and sisters in Jerusalem and Israel, who are in the middle of a war and attacks that are happening on both sides of the border. One way and the other. We also have in Armenia, the borders in Armenia, which are very, very dangerous because of our neighbors who are deciding to constantly attack. We have also no peace in Armenia when it comes to the elections that are going to be happening in June. In the United States, we have troubles. We have riots. We have COVID. We have our border on the south that people talk about constantly. We have gas prices rising and a lack of gas in certain areas in the country. We also have unemployment in the United States. There is no peace in our world today. And even in our personal lives, there is no peace. In our personal lives, we have issues with our jobs, with bills. We have issues with addiction. We have issues with family. We have issues with many other people. There is no peace, and yet we look for peace. And we look everywhere for peace, especially in the world. We look for peace in the world thinking that activities will distract us and bring us peace. We think books will help us. We think friends will give us peace, or family might help us, or addictions might help us and bring peace to us. And this is the peace that the world gives, which is temporary, which is fragile, and which is imperfect. The perfect peace that we can receive is from God, the Holy Spirit. Because this peace is the peace that comforts both all of our minds, our souls, and our hearts. This is the same peace that the holy apostles received, and they went out and preached the gospel. We often think that peace means the absence of violence and the absence of troubles. That's not what peace is. Peace is the absence of fear. When we have fear in our hearts, there is no way, nothing in this world that can bring peace, because we are constantly afraid of what's going to happen. Peace, knowing that there is no fear in our heart, is the thing that can give us the courage to do the things that God has given us to do. The very first words of the Bhadara, of the Divine Liturgy, are, "Yev yevis ha'otyan," and again in peace. Let us beseech the Lord. And the final words that the priest says in the Badarach, in the service, is depart in peace. He does not say depart in love. We don't ask to beseech the Lord in health or in anything else. It's peace. Because it is a constant reminder that we must have. Because we forget we need peace. We forget where that peace comes from. And when we say this constantly, we are reminded that we have nothing to fear because God is with us. He is risen from the dead, and he is with us now. And that peace that we have will give us the ability to do anything that God has given us to do. So my prayer is that in this turbulent world that we live in, we find true peace in God. Not in the world, but in God, in the Holy Spirit, which is eternal. And that every divine liturgy that we come to on Sundays, or if it's during the week, every time we come to the divine liturgy, to the Badarach, we remember that this is the place where peace takes place. And peace, the Eucharist, God, is never interrupted. It is eternal, and it is forever, from now until Christ's second coming. Amen.